Nobody violated his laptop. Mark Maron.
Why do I keep that? It's Mark. It's Mike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's
people call me Mark.
Do they do?
They do.
Because of Furman. So they think Mark Furman from the OJ.
Is that why I wrote it down like that?
Everybody does. Everyone does.
That's hilarious. That is so weird.
I answer to Mark.
You're a horrible man.
Why did you do that?
All right, let me do an intro proper. Chris Hardwick and Mike Furman.
That's right.
Who?
Oh, no. Mike.
Mark Furman?
It's Mike, right?
Yeah.
All right, you're not screwing with me, are you?
No.
Chris, is he screwing with me?
He is not. It is absolutely Mike.
Chris and Mike met in college in 1994, and the music chemistry between them was magic, people. But they saw no future in it, and they went their separate ways. Now, 10 or so years later, they are back together as Hard and Firm and taking the country by storm, my friends.
That's right.
Their debut album, Horses and Grasses, with songs on it about things like the carbon cycle, pie, Rodeohead, a bluegrass medley of Radiohead songs, just inspired. Genius. Hard and Firm is heading straight to the top of the pops, Jim. And they've stopped by here on their way. Welcome, fellas.
Thank you.
Nice so it's nice to see you, man, and I appreciate you coming down. Chris has been here before.
It's a fun show. I love this show, and I love being on this show.
It's good times. You've never been here. Where have you been?
I've just been around.
You had Jewish holidays to contend with, I think, was the last problem that we had. Yeah,
so. Yeah. You went to Seattle for Passover.
Yep.
Seattle for Passover. You're one of four Jewish families up there.
That's right. We all got together.
I grew up in New Mexico as a Jew, and I know what that feeling is.
I'm actually not even Jewish, actually. It was from my girlfriend's family.
Oh, so you're just...
I was taking notes.
Yeah.
I was just observing.
So you're trying to... Oh, boy, the conversations they must have had after you left. It's, I know he's nice, but it's not right. Did you get that?
They were very, very, very inclusive.
That's how we play it,
If they want to fit it in Seattle, they got to start breeding outside the pack a little bit.
That's right.
Just keep spreading the genes wide.
You know, Jews figured out a way around that. You just dress like the other people. You understand? You just wear the Madras shorts. You know what I mean? Put on the Izod. We can pass. So where were you guys, like, in this interim? Because I read the bio, and you guys knew each other in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, you remained friends? You didn't talk to each other? Or you just how'd that work?
Well, I moved off for a little while and went to Europe for a little bit and just kind of traveled around. And Chris was doing TV.
I know. Chris was on the MTV with the McCarthy girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I came back into town. And I actually didn't know if I was going to come back to L.A. or not. But then I just came down here because Chris had a spot in his place. So I moved back down here just for a little bit. And then we just started. I started doing visual effects. And then you were doing stand-up. And then I started coming up at the end of his set and doing some music, just like it used to be.
That's weird, because I remember when he started doing stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
So you came back, you went to Europe to find yourself, and how'd that go?
I was drunk.
Oh, okay. So you're drunk, and then you came back, and you're like, dude, can I sleep on your couch? Because I'm about to kill myself.
Yeah.
And you move in with him.
Before temporarily stopping in San Luis Obispo, your hometown, and working at a spice factory.
That's right.
You worked at a spice. Now, that's interesting. Hold on. Interview topic.
That's right.
Spice factory. What was that all about?
It was all right. It was good. It was a company called The Spice Hunter, which makes fine products. They're all very healthy and good for you. And really, it was cool. It's kind of a weird place for me to work. I don't have a sense of smell. So of all places, like, spices don't do anything for me.
Hold on. Check that off. Not a Jew, no sense of smell.
That's right.
Okay.
That was where the Lord punched him in the face for not being Jewish.
That's right.
And then he lost his sense of smell.
But, you know, there are benefits in not having a sense of smell in some situations that I'm not going to go into, per se.
Right.
But let's just say that there are benefits.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Except that you don't know when you smell.
Yeah, but I don't also I don't care when I don't smell or when I smell.
Rebel.
So let's see.
All right, so Hard and Firm are here and they're going to sing songs. That's what we're doing, Jim. You don't mind, right?
No, I hope they're spicy.
Yeah, they're going to be spicy.
Oh,
but you
man.
Know what? I hope if they smell, he's not going to be able to know it. Wow, bad joke city. Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, there's nothing Zeppelin-like, Jim, you don't have to feel...
Thank goodness, because you would feel my wrath.
He's going to get a start. Is there anything Beatles-y about it? Because that'll just give him a boner.
Well, there are harmonies. Does that
there you go. See?
Uh-huh. Hey, what song are we going to hear?
We'll do American Dinosaur. Well, this is a song about being from the South, as in Tennessee. I guess I sort of feel like we sanctify everything American in the South. And so we felt that there was a group of Americans that had gone largely unsung for their contribution to this great land.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. It's kind of like a... We don't have a lot of songs that have, like, a cause behind it, but this is one of those ones that, like, excuse me, that, you know, like, the country's not just built on their land, it's really, like, built on them.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, like, no one's really paid them any kind of due or respect. So,
right.
You know, maybe, like, a movie will come out.
But they're even vilified in film, so that doesn't count.
Yeah,
so this is our song for the Native Americans.
That's right.
And it's called American Dinosaurs. This is a song about patriotism. You can stand up if you want to. Glide on, mighty pterodactyl, on the winds of American pride.
Step up to serve your country hundreds of years after you die.
Well, they say that you were greenish, but I reckon that ain't true.
If you trod upon the heartland, you must have been red, white, and blue.
Your head so high, you're gonna bite the sky. American dinosaurs, a cry of freedom echoes in your roars. In caves and riverbeds, in soil where you bled, our nation's finest resource. Come on, everybody! I guess Noah had a reason for keeping you off the ark, 'cause he knew you'd burrow in the earth and fuel American cars. And I think about your sacrifice as I power up my rig. Chosen lizards of this land, you're just so goddamn big.
So fight on, faithful Allosaurus, at the gates of the Alamo. While Diplodocus makes angels in the pure Montana snow. Tyrannosaurs visit Graceland and over Raptors egg D.C. Ichthyosaurs play swim a blackjack in Nevada's desert sea.
A carbon date with destiny. American dinosaurs standing firm beside us in our war. With your ample dino crack, a crapping glory on Iraq, take back what is rightfully yours. American dinosaurs, mesoheroic petrol s'mores, over hills and on the plains, God bless your tiny brains. We the people are your dinosaurs.
USA, God bless America. USA.
And all the dinos sing. A good last one.
That's good, man. I think something unique happened here. Was that a good last one?
Was there a good last one? That was a good last dinosaur.
My dinosaur cry can be a little shaky sometimes.
That's great,
now,
man.
There is no scientific evidence that dinosaurs produced oil. That is not the case. But
yeah.
But still, when we do that song in the South, sometimes the irony is lost a little bit, and people are like, damn, give them their due. You know, they don't really.
Where do you guys go and perform? I don't know if we're going to have time for a second one unless we do it right away.
No, that's okay. We can just talk.
Yeah,
we could talk. Yeah. So when you go out on the road, where do you do it? Do you do comedy clubs? And
yeah.
We
go all over.
Yeah, we're starting a college tour in the fall.
I would think that would go well. I mean, the weird thing is you got pipes, you sound good, the harmonies are solid. I mean, it's weird when you have relatively funny songs that are touching and funny, that when you sing it so nicely, I'm sure there are some girls who are just like, oh, this thing's so nice.
Actually, the perfect example of what really happens is we were playing in a bar once, and we were doing American Dinosaurs, and this hammered chick jumped up on stage while I was doing the song and whispered in my ear, why are you singing about this? Yes. So like that sort of encapsulated the reaction that we get a lot of the time.
Yeah. So it was the opposite of what it's saying, is that they hear how pretty it sounds and they're like, why aren't you doing something pretty? Is that what that is? That
I,
how
I
you
think
read
it was
that?
Just well, because the song has a slideshow that goes along with it that has, you know.
Oh, so like, you baffled her.
Yeah, like a
totally derailed.
It's like a triceratops in front of the American flag, very sort of reverent, and they
just don't know what to do. Like they don't know, they don't catch that necessarily. It's subtle or it's ironic. They're just like, you're trying something,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, they just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. They just didn't. Yeah. So
chicks love that.
Yeah. They sure do. They love to be confused. If there's anything, yeah, they love to be confused.
I have not had that experience.
No, dude, they do.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll look into it. So when does that tour start? You can go to hardandfirm.com, right?
Yes. Yep.
But it's PH.
Yep. I was going to say.
Hard and PH firm.
That's right.
PHIRM.
And you can get the CDs there.
Yep.
And tour information. Mm-hmm. And it starts when?
We start in September. We start we're doing blocks of dates all over the place. We just kind of land in one spot and then drive around in a perimeter of about 100 miles and do colleges.
With a loudspeaker on the top of the car.
That's right.
You guys sing it?
Just like old timey.
Yeah.
Vote for Mayor Goldie Wilson.
That's right.
Well, it's good seeing you guys. I'm glad you came. Sorry we couldn't have another segment, but we kind of ran
okay.
a little tight.
That's all right. Please.
And you wanna strum us out with something?
Sure.
All right, that'll work. We'll be back with Jack Boulware in just a minute. Stay with us.